Aberration. If there is such a thing as inassailable logic, Watson, like Socrates told his pedestrians, it's good to have it on your side. And if there is a true memory, Virginia, didn't he recommend that too? But then we all can recall a Greek or two who pointed out what seems to be true might be a dream or wish or undue influence or some other aberration from perfectly rational judgment. Aberration? Maybe. But maybe all truths are Platonic. Myth, class, category, name, noun, number, universal, gestalt, form, ideal, idea, genus, species, after all. And logic, no more in a manner of speaking, than a teasing out of foregone conclusions from mutually agreeable propositions? But we were talking of rhetoric, not logic, ethics, or poetics, weren't we, darling? Agreeing that though rhetoric has a logic of its own, true logic, whatever that might mean, like true memory, whatever that might mean, is rare, even among saints, savants, and sages, while rhetoric abounds in this world we like to think is real, this one where we agree to talk with one another, one-on-one, trying to understand, whatever that might mean, what we say when we're saying it with one another.